Chapter 4. Lexi opened the back door to the cup and cake. Taking a deep breath, she let the intoxicating aroma of sugar and butter permeate her senses. She never tired of that smell. Nor did she ever tire of being there. It had been her lifelong dream to open a bakery, and she'd been able to fulfill that over a year ago.
"Is that you, Lex?"
Cassie's voice rang out from the kitchen. Lexi poked her head in. Cassie, Lexi's assistant and best friend, was rolling out pie dough, her face flushed. Flour dotted her apron and black jeans. Her pink-tipped, spiked hair bobbed up and down like a bird as she worked the dough. "Hi."
"Hey, how did they like the recipe?"
"What? Oh, the biscotti recipe. They loved it." Lexi had almost forgotten the reason she had gone to Nan's that morning. Cassie beamed a smile at her, which was unusual, considering she didn't smile often. Lexi noticed Cassie was really working the dough, making exaggerated movements with her hands. What was up with that? Ignoring Cassie's odd behavior, she blurted out, "Something else happened while I was there." Cassie looked up from her dough rolling, eyebrows raised. "There was another murder." Cassie gasped. "What?" "Yep, another seemingly healthy person turned up dead in the nursing care section. Ruth assured me that this person wasn't sick. I think it's rather suspicious, considering Bertram Glum died there just a few days ago." Cassie set down the rolling pin.
"That does seem suspicious. But you know, these people are pretty old. Maybe it's just a coincidence."
Lexi pursed her lips into a thin line. "Maybe. But Nan's and the girls sure don't think so."
"And you're going to help them investigate?"
Cassie asked, her thumb on her chin. Before Lexi could answer, she was blinded by a sharp glare of light. The glare was coming from Cassie's finger, where a huge diamond ring glowed like it was plugged into an electrical outlet. Lexi felt her eyes grow wide. Her mouth fell open as she stared at Cassie. "You're engaged." Lexi pointed at the ring. Cassie giggled and held her hand out to show it off.
"I was wondering when you were going to notice."
Lexi felt her heart grow warm for her friend, and she rushed over, smothering her in a hug.
"Congratulations."
"Thanks." Lexi saw Cassie's cheeks turn a faint shade of pink. "Let me see." Lexi grabbed Cassie's hand, bringing the ring up towards her face. It must have been close to 2 carats, boasting a big, round, clear diamond center stone surrounded by a frame of black diamonds. "It's gorgeous. The black diamonds are perfect for you." Cassie's tastes tended to be on the gothic side.
"John picked it out himself."
Lexi smiled, thinking of John Darling, Cassie's boyfriend, fiancé now, picking out a ring. The long-haired detective was Jack's partner and didn't seem to be very sentimental. Yet he'd done a fine job picking a ring that suited Cassie perfectly.
"Wow. You guys have only been dating a few months, haven't you?"
Lexi switched her attention from the ring to Cassie's face.
6 months. But when you find the one, you know it."
Lexi thought about her own relationship with Jack. They'd been dating for close to a year. She glanced down at her naked ring finger. Maybe Jack didn't think she was the one.
"I was hoping you'd be my maid of honor."
Cassie startled Lexi out of her thoughts.
"Of course. I'd be honored,"
Lexi said.
"Great. We're not going to have anything traditional. And of course, you'll make the cake?"
Lexi nodded. "Of course."
"Perfect. Now, tell me about these supposed murders."
Lexi took a deep breath. "Well, I don't know very much about them. Both victims were in the nursing care facility, but neither of them had serious illnesses. They'd both recently had an operation and were recovering there until they could manage on their own. From what Nans and the ladies say, they should have had a full recovery. But instead, they ended up dead.
Does Nans have any idea why someone would want to kill these people?
That's the strange part. There doesn't seem to be any connection between the two. They have no idea what the motive could be. Cassie narrowed her eyes.
Maybe it's some sort of deranged serial killer that picks elderly people because he knows the police will just brush it off as being a natural death.
That's a little far-fetched, isn't it? I mean, if it was, he could target anyone in the retirement community, not just the people in the nursing center. Lexi felt a chill walk up her spine, thinking that Nans could be in danger.
Maybe. But I've heard of it happening before. Cassie snapped her fingers. Or a mercy killing. Didn't you ever hear of those nurses that go around killing sick people to stop their suffering?
Lexi thought of Nurse Rothschild. She didn't seem like the merciful type. A serial killer, maybe, but not a mercy killer.
I don't know. I thought that stuff only happened on TV.
Plus, neither one of the victims was suffering. Either way, Nans is determined to get to the bottom of it, especially since the police seem to think both deaths were natural.
Well, what do you think?
I'm not sure whether the deaths were natural or not at this point. But I am sure that Jack's not going to be too happy if I start helping Nans investigate another murder.
Yeah, that could be a problem, Cassie said. How have things been between you two since we got back from Vegas?
Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm.
Things had been good. Very good. Jack had spent the last 3 nights at her house, even though he lived in the house right behind hers. It had felt good to wake up next to him every day.
But did she want to wake up next to him on a permanent basis for the rest of her life?
Things have been really good.
Cassie wiggled her eyebrows.
Well, maybe you don't want to rock the boat and get him all pissed off then.
Lexi watched the light glint off of Cassie's ring.
Not if I want one of those, she thought.
But if Nans needed her help, she'd help her no matter how mad Jack got. Even if it meant risking never getting a ring she wasn't even sure she wanted in the first place.